This week, the Cubs talk about the worst things a day could possibly say to you. Does size really matter? And how can you check into the hospital as a man and come out as a woman without surgery? We'll tell you how. COL 161, You Must Be This Tall to Ride, starts right now.
May 27, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now.
I'm Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
And I'm Ben.
That boy ain't right.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, of indeterminate length, episode number 161. And we're a little sound effects heavy this week.
Oh, yeah.
As you can tell.
A little bit.
We got to have some fun with the show.
Yeah. Because you know what?
Me, not that kind of orc.
not this week. Wait till you see him next week.
Oh, God.
Wow. Speaking of weeks.
Yeah. So Jeff, I heard Damon is going to be, I've heard he's been busy this week.
You've heard I've been busy?
Uh-huh. So tell us about your week, Damon. Were you doing anything? Were you doing any singing this week, buddy?
No, I was not, no.
And who do you sing for again? I'm sorry?
I sing with the Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Everybody dance now!
Yes.
Yes, he does.
God damn it. Anyway, no, my... Oh, shit. Anyway.
Everybody is taking a shot whenever he says that, right?
Yes.
Basically, that's your cue. He says, CCMC, you hear this?
Everybody dance now!
And then stick shut.
Yes. That's our new and improved drinking game here on CCMC.
There we go.
You actually get a prompt. It's not like you catch it to drink.
You have to catch it. You have to, you actually, it goes. So if I say Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Everybody dance now!
It's time to take it.
Or
CMC.
Or CMC.
I should be.
And now you are totally wasted.
God, by this point, I think they should be totally half in the bag.
Yes,
but
we'll get actually, more into wasting it later. But
yeah.
Seriously, Damon, what the fuck did you do this week?
Actually, my week was pretty low key. Yeah, there was rehearsal. There was.
Hey, who did you do that rehearsal?
Set up. I'm not saying it this time. No, I haven't really done much. Well, no. I did do something. The theater my partner works for had auditions for their upcoming season on Saturday. So I helped them out with that. It's so interesting to see these, especially the young ones, the young actors that come in. And he was telling me afterwards that the actors are a little... It's always weird seeing these people that come in and do these things and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're acting. They think they're acting. They're doing these monologues because they ask you to do monologues. And
the best one you've heard yet is, "How now, brown cow?"
Yeah. Well, and just things that people do. Like there was one guy, he said that was making them all seasick because he had this like nervous, like he was rocking back and forth, like rocking one leg to the other.
Oh,
and
no.
They were like, if you were going, you know, he was going left to right or right to left or something like that. And if he had been going, you know, forward and backward, it would have been 3D. Ooh, 3D.
Without the glasses.
Yeah. But other than that, it's been pretty low key. Had dinner with the boyfriend, and now I've been chilling here. And yeah, I've been doing other things. Yes, I've...
Who have you been doing them with? Hey, I need a drink. No.
Not with CMC, no.
Shit.
Everybody dance now!
Thank you, I'm no longer thirsty.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so...
Walk right into that one, Damon.
Yeah, I had company. I'll just leave it at that. Good company.
Yeah, I can't come up with anything for that one. Show.
I can tell you already.
Yeah, oh, here's another one. If anybody says something like, shut up, Ben.
That boy ain't right.
There we go.
No, we'll have some other things going on, too.
Yeah, but I also real quick need to make a quick disclaimer that me and Jeffrey will be drinking beer during this episode of COL, so if neither one of us get out of control and or pass out, just disregard.
Actually, I'm not. I'm actually drinking root beer, so right now, because well, I vodka. Intend after this show. To it. After this show, I'm actually probably going to watch the NSFW show number episode 117 and join them in their power hour drinking.
But enough about that until a little later.
Awesome. So Ben, how was your? What the fuck did you do this week?
How was my fucking week? I don't know. My week was kind of squirrely, to say the least. Aubrey left Monday. For those of y'all who didn't find out who Aubrey was, listen to COL 160.
Yay.
Yeah, he went home, finally. I love people who stay for road trips and stuff and say, oh, yeah, I've got to be up Monday morning. I've got to be out of on my way on the road at 9 a.m. Yeah, you know what time he left? It was like 12:05. It's like, yeah, 9 o'clock, totally. My fat white ass. I mean, he was still in bed at 9 o'clock, so it's like, yeah, about that. That's working real well for you. No, really, this week has been busy. I've actually – the computer repair thing has – I had one client this week, but I've had a shit ton of computers to try to put back together and try to sell just to try to finish getting that last $200. Plus, I have rent coming up this week, and I am $350 short on rent because school has had to be, like, top priority. You know, and unfortunately, it's like, yeah, we'll go to school if you're living on the streets, you know. So needless to say, my mother will be covering my rent this month. Thank God. Aww. That's all she's covering.
Yay, Ben's mom.
Yeah, no kidding. Yay. Right. But here was the highlight of the day. And I posted this on both Google Plus and Bruiser for those of you who didn't see it. And actually, I'll make sure that the guys see it because it was quite amusing, to say the least. But this morning I had to go run a quick errand. I had to go see my mother for a minute, take care of a couple real just quick things. And it just absolutely just baffled me what had happened. I had this asshole just totally fucking cut me off.
Oh.
And and because of that, I had to sit there and make a special post just for him.
Oh, I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. 20th Century Fox would probably sue me if I created that, but I didn't, so I just used it. But needless to say, to the guy that cut me off this morning and caused me to hit a dog, dude, go kill yourself, dumb fuck. Thanks, dipshit. Dog didn't die, but it was a chihuahua.
You need to, if you're going to do that again.
Do what?
The kill yourself. What you need to do. Make sure when you try to do the music that it's altered in such a way that it doesn't sound exactly like it.
No. I didn't create this. Someone else did. I just copied it. That's why I said Fox can't sue me. Thanks to the guy who created it. I just copied it from him.
Nice.
No, but needless to say, it was a chihuahua I hit, and it was killed instantly. So, but at the same time, if you got – you know what, people? Don't let your dogs just wander around.
Yeah.
True.
You know, you can't, you'd be, don't, and you know, the thing is, I'm not going to also spend 30 minutes trying to find your owner. If I kill you, I'm not going to try to find your owner. Okay. Unless you're wearing tags, and it wasn't.
Oh,
all
God.
I did, I called animal control, said, come scoop one up, and they did.
Oh.
Well, you know what? My sympathy only extends so far because I think part of that's careless owners, but that's a future episode. That's a future episode of Heat Sinks right there waiting to happen.
So,
Robert, actually, hold on. Yes. Robert, you were the last one to join us.
Yes, I was.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff. Yes. So, what the fuck did you do this week?
Oh, work, watched Back to the Future 1. Work, work, watch Back to the Future 2. Work, watch Back to the Future 3.
And by this point,
went to see Battleship. On Thursday.
Thanks to Battleship, the next G.I. Joe movie is going to be delayed almost a year.
No, actually, that's because they're adding 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what they're telling you.
That's what they said.
And actually, it's not as bad as you might think. And there's John Tui, T-U-I, who's the engineer, and he's hot.
Isn't that a brand of luggage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Tui.
That's hot.
Sorry,
anyways.
My bad.
So I went to get an oil change.
A year and a half late.
and an inspection.
A year and a half late.
Couldn't pass the inspection because of two things. One, my tires were crap. My front tires were crap. And there was a problem with the mount that my light is on. The light's fine. It's actually relatively brand new, but it's mounted weird, so it needs to be fixed. And my window won't roll up. Well, out of all the cost of this, I could only get my oil changed. I got an air filter swap that too. And
so if you see a 1978 Dodge Dart driving around with a plastic bag over the window,
that's not my car. So I went and got tires. It cost me $200, and found out I also need my wheels aligned.
Front end alignment,
which I couldn't get done yet because I couldn't quite afford it at the time. Actually, technically, after looking at my bank accounts, yes, I could have actually had them do that then.
And guys,
I still get the light to take care of for the
inspection.
And
I have to apologize. It's actually an 84 Dodge Aries that he drives.
No, that's not my car either.
It's a K car.
I am not a car person. So needless to say, the more they said that there was something wrong with my car, the more my eyes welled up in tears. Just because, I mean, it costs $100 a pop for everything else I need to do. It's like it's less than $100. So I just round to $100.
Where's the Price is Right losing? that was Jeff's week in a nutshell. Car trouble sucks.
And earlier today, I watched The Dictator, but not in a theater.
Once again, can we also play the Price is Right horn again?
Fortunately, I didn't pay for it. Anyways.
Thank God. I think they should pay you for watching it.
But otherwise, on Thursday, after I had watched, suffered through all my car issues and I watched Battleship, I recorded SeaWorld Movies.
Oh.
And this week,
yes,
it's another very special episode.
But hold on. We haven't talked to Robert yet.
I know, but you sent it to me, which means I have to talk about this.
No, so but Robert can talk about it.
Talk about
it. Wasn't on the show.
He can talk about SeaWorld Movies.
He wasn't on the show. In any case,
Robert's a smart man. He can come up with something.
Robert, go ahead. I did teach you this weekend.
My week was kind of not uneventful. Got new glasses.
Yeah,
For free, you lucky bitch. My God.
Not free. Almost free.
Well, you paid for shipping.
Ooh, shipping.
Yeah, shipping and handling. And it's like $12.
So you got a new pair of glasses for $12.
Yeah, $100 glasses for $12.
Do you know how
yeah, it's through coastal.com. The offer ends on the 29th.
And how much commission are you getting?
Nothing, actually. anyway, and then yesterday, to kind of be a counterpoint to Ben, unfortunately, hitting that poor chihuahua. I was on my way home and
you hit
saw
one.
This really cute bulldog in the middle of a very busy street.
Oh, no.
So, you know, stopped the car immediately. Luckily, there wasn't anybody else around and got him into the car. And the family friend lives right around the corner, asked him if he had seen the dog, if he knew. He really didn't know. And then we were turning around to go back to PetSmart to see if he had a chip in him. And the owner was literally walking down the street and looking for him.
Aww.
And the dog's name, the bulldog, so cute. He was purebred, white, and brindle. His name was Big Truck.
Wow.
So you almost hit a big truck.
Yeah, I did.
You know, I almost see that being a Craigslist ad someday.
You, big truck, me, white car.
Animal lovers all the way around. You like to.
Anyway, but yeah, the owner was really thankful. He had literally had the dog less than 24 hours, and he hadn't even realized the dog was gone until he didn't hear it chewing on its chew toys anymore.
Wow.
So, yeah, and the dog was, like, literally two houses away from where it should have been when we caught it.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, he, you know, very happy ending to a little melodrama.
So that's when we need the Price is Right winning horn. Ding, 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 that was totally okay. You know what? Either that or you need to hear what's his face talking about winning. You need to hear Charlie Sheen talk about winning real quick, because that was a total winning moment.
But anyway, yeah, he was so cute. And my aunt, who was driving the car at the time, she just was like, she goes, I don't, you know, if we can't find the owner, I can't keep the dog. She's trying to convince herself to keep the dog. I'm like, no, we can't afford the dog. So, but yeah, it's just, it was, you know, really nice, you know, making sure that the dog, you know, got back to its owner. And it was so cute. And it was just so adorable. And, you know, of course, the guy got my aunt's standard speech about making sure the dog was fixed, making sure it had its shots, you know.
God,
she was on it for 24 hours. So let me give you the scoop.
Yeah, she does this to everybody. She finds an animal. She'll bring it to the house. The dog or the cat will be here for, say, you know, a couple of hours until the owners come back. And then next thing you know, the owner's here, and I can hear her inside the house telling them, make sure the dog is fixed. Make sure it's had its shots. Get it chipped. If it, you know, get. She make just sure she makes sure safe. That everybody knows that this is what you need to do. And I'm just like, you know, by the third time you tell them, Aunt Marge, they kind of got it figured out.
Yeah.
You know? And if they don't, it's their problem, you know. And she's like, I know, but anyway. But that was essentially my week. And other than dealing with the, oh my God, all the hot men coming into work.
Oh, yeah, you're saying that.
Dilfs. I made a post on Bruiser earlier about all the dilfs coming into work. And it's just like, oh, Jesus. Because it's a holiday weekend. And just.
That's because Tarjay was thinking about you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wish they could think about me a little more and give me more money. But so that was my week. And, you know, saved a dog, new glasses, and hot men I want to fuck. Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. So this week, let's see what movies. It's another very special episode. Haven't we jumped the shark yet? Where we look back at the Zemeckis and Michael J. Fox Back to the Future franchise. After just shy of 6 hours of movies, we head to the theater to check out the summer blockbuster based on a Hasbro game, Battleship. Lastly, we take a look at the Tim Burton animated film based on the 1984 short film,
Dark Shadows.
Frankenweenie. Oh. Frankenweenie. And is Guillermo del Toro is taking on big budget sci-fi. G.I. Joe is getting bumped back a year for 3D post-conversion. Ted takes G.I. Joe to spot. The Exorcist and news on the RoboCop remake.
That's a lot of stuff.
Man, it's the winner 6 reel of COL movies. 1.21 gigawatts!
Wow, how am I ever going to follow up with that?
Next week, we're going to be talking about the original Alien, Dictator, which I just saw this morning.
It was dreadful.
And Safety Not Guaranteed.
Just kind of give you a preview. So you honestly like Battleship?
Oh, God.
Oh, it actually wasn't too bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that great of a movie at all. But I thoroughly enjoyed myself. The first, like, 5, 10, 15 minutes, like the first section, when you watch the movie, you understand this. That first part could be completely cut out and wouldn't have changed the rest of the movie at all.
Wow.
It was not necessary at all. It was that whole trying to get some sort of love story into this action film.
But I do have a question. Does Rihanna sing Umbrella?
She does not sing at all, and she's a kick-ass gunnery. Huh. Oh man, she's
I think I'd rather listen to her sing Umbrella.
Trust me, it's really not that bad of a movie.
It's not that bad of
a movie. How am I going to follow?
It's not a great movie. It's just not that bad of a movie, and I actually think it's worth seeing it in the theaters. In fact, there was actually one point where I was like, "Yeah, motherfucker!"
And please be aware, we do highly recommend you actually buy a ticket and go to your local theater to see a movie.
Right, exactly.
Yes, totally. We encourage
just like this. I do with every single movie that is for the present.
Except
every single one besides
Battleship. And then, of course, coming up this next week, Wednesday, it's time. It's got to happen eventually. It's going to be the new edition of Heat Sinks. Woo-hoo! You check me out on my YouTube channel, TedNewt806. And this week, I'm going to be telling off the CEO and franchise owner of my local Fuddruckers for not bothering to reach out about poor health and safety practices, the joys of summer school, and this actually has to do with our very next topic, the COL Drinking Challenge, the Power Hour.
That boy ain't right.
No, I'm not. And June 16th, we have an absolutely fabulous show coming up for you. Tentative upon Robbie Bobbitt and the land of red and khaki. If not, we'll find Aubrey because he can drink us all under the table. June 16th, be sure to join us live on Google Plus. We will be doing a broadcasted hangout where we will be doing the Power Hour. Jeff, if you want to explain that one.
Power Hour. Basically, you got 60 minutes in an hour. That's good time framing, you know, 60 shots. Basically, with the Power Hour, you every minute you take a shot. Usually, this involves there are ways of keeping time. One is just, you know, having a timer, and then.
It will be beer, but, not actual liquor, because liquor you wouldn't make.
Yeah, this is totally a beer drinking game. anything, but there's also if you go to powerhouralbum.com, Ali Spagnola, she created an hour of an album of 61 minute long songs, where every time the song changes, it's basically, you know, minutes pass. So essentially, song changes, you take a shot. Song changes, take a shot. Another great way of doing your own Power Hour is NSFW show. Ali Spagnola was on the NSFW show on their episode number 117. They talk about it, and in it they have, for their timekeeping thing, they basically have this 1 minute loop playing in the background, and at the beginning or at the end of the loop it has a doorbell ring. I'm assuming at the beginning of the loop.
Nice.
So every minute this doorbell rings, when that doorbell rings, and it's this nice little subtle doorbell, you know, you can hear it clearly, but it's just a ding dong ding dong, and perfect. Then it just ends up being a Pavlov thing where it's like, ding dong, they take a shot.
Oh, perfect. And I'm sitting here looking at the comments from both Robbie Bobbitt and Damon, and they're both apparently very scared of the Power Hour.
I'm excited. In fact, I'm going to try this out after the show. Here's root beer right now.
Yikes.
I'm going to be breaking out my shot glass, and I've got several bottles of some nice lining Kugels, the honey vice, which is great for piss parties. And going to do a Power Hour game.
Wow.
Nice.
But here's the best part, is the very next morning on June 17th, once again, depending on the land of red and khaki, we will be doing the special COL Hangover Edition. So be sure to hang out time for that. But this will be our first Google Plus live broadcast hangout. So
yeah.
And we will be taping it. For those of you who don't get to see it live, we will have it on YouTube on the Cubs Out Loud channel. And I'll probably link it over on my page also. I may even talk about during Heat Sinks.
Woohoo. And then we'll probably put it on Bruiser, of course, as well. Oh, my God.
Bruiser, the official social network of COL.
Okay. Yes, I will admit, I am a little scared, okay? I don't drink a whole lot, okay?
Damon's going to pass out after, like, 10 shots.
I know it's going to be beer, and I can usually do a lot of – I can usually do okay with beer, but – yeah.
You know what this is good for? This is good for that little Heineken mini keg.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Because I'm not going to do like me. I won't do just like little shot glass fulls. I'll do like, if you ever remember the old quarter beer glasses that are like three shots.
Oh, my God.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do enough to keep me happy.
Sweet Jesus.
So No, I'm just Ben, but thank you. Oh,
God. Shut up, Ben.
That boy ain't right.
Last but not least, are our series of announcements. We got a lot of announcements on here.
Yeah.
It's the summer. We got a lot going on.
Not that kind of orc.
In any case, my good friend Nikia. Yeah, probably have seen him on The Voice.
Those are great.
Not this season, but last season.
They're great cell phones.
That's Nokia, not Nokia.
My bad.
Nikia.
I know. I was making a never mind.
Kia.
Keep going.
Kia, he's got two albums. He's published two albums so far. One more of an EP called "Playing the Playing the Cards," and another one called, what did he call that other one? I forgot what the other one was. I'm sorry. Water to Wine. There we go. Which I both have. And you probably, if you are a long-time Comes Out Loud fan, you have at least heard one or two of his songs on our show. Well, you're going to hear another one at the end of the show here. He's putting together a brand spanking new album, and he's looking for your help.
Hey.
Pop over to pledgemusic.com/project/Nakia. We'll have a link in the show notes, so you don't have to remember that. You can pledge... $10 pledge, you get the brand new album download and some updates. And he also has, just like any Kickstarter thing, the more you spend, the more you get.
That's what I was thinking. Kickstarter, that was it. We were talking about before.
Very cool.
I personally make you a mixtape CD with some of my favorite songs with custom packaging, and I'll even include a very rare, never-before-released home demos in his all-mixed-up package for $35. He's got 8 left.
Huh. I wonder if he can sing the Nokia theme.
I think Nokia has a theme. But,
you know what? Dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Pop over there and help my good friend Nokia out. Yes, he definitely is...
We should help our own.
And, I've seen him with the lack of loving. Anyways.
I have to look at that.
Moving on, where were we? No! We've got feedback!
Yeah.
Holy Jesus. I'm sorry. Holy tap dancing fucking Jesus. I'm sorry, fucking tap dancing Jesus.
There you go.
Thank you.
We've got, this was actually... got to us on May 14th. I just kept forgetting to do anything about it.
We take our time here. It comes out loud.
Yeah, well, we didn't get voicemail so much that it just kind of threw me off when I'm like, wait a minute, we got a voicemail? Yeah. What? Hello? 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 Hey,
this message is for Cubs Out Loud. This is Ken. Thank you for the shout out for the 159 program this week. I just wanted to tell you, another great show. The points on the hookups, that was pretty valid. But I do think that some people get conflict internally when they meet someone they really like. And there's an awkwardness because it was originally meant to be a hookup, and they don't know how to reconcile that because they think that there's no way to be looked at as romantic after a hookup. Don't know how people get across that. I do what I can. I don't have too big of a problem, but we'll see. That's all I have for you. Oh, and I always send an email. I want to get information on how to donate to Ben's grant replacement fund. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I think we ended up getting that part covered, the Ben's replacement grant fund. So, big question. How do you transition from hookup to romance?
That's pretty darn hard.
Yeah.
Well,
rarely does it happen because, let's face facts, how many people do you know that you sucked their dick on the first night or you sitting there going out to a nice cozy dinner with 3 weeks later?
Me and my partner of 9 years.
Okay, that's rare. But I still point out the fact that as a rule... But as a rule of thumb, that is very rare.
Yeah.
When does a booty call become a live-in husband? Almost never.
Wow, he's going to kill me for that.
If you're a lesbian.
Well, no, lesbians bring a U-Haul on the first date.
Thank you. No shit.
Exactly. See, they don't have hookups. They have dates. So the first time they meet, they bring a U-Haul.
I don't know.
The thing is, I think what the most important thing is to be honest. You know, say to the person, you know, I really had fun with you. You know, this was a really awesome experience for me.
However,
would you like to, you know, see if this can go someplace or are you just not interested? Be honest. Yeah. You know, put it out there.
But let's face facts, though. If you picked up some trick off Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist is not going to work.
No. I'm sorry. Neither is Growler, Scruff, Tumblr, Bruiser, Google+.
Well,
Bruiser might be a bit different.
Basically, any way you'll meet somebody online, you're screwed. That's what you're saying, Ben?
Almost. Yeah. Almost.
That boy ain't right.
No, he's not.
I need to reiterate.
Yes, please.
I know my partner is going to hear this show probably, and friends of ours. The way we initially met was through like long time seeing each other at the theater that I worked at and that he was a former member of. So we saw each other.
Right.
We first met in what could be considered kind of a hookup kind of situation.
Cue up Bootylicious.
And then after that, we actually went on a date and continued to have more dates and really got to know each other.
So what you're saying is he was ready for that jelly.
Oh, my God.
No.
I am not saying that.
Was he Bootylicious? No.
Wow.
Now you might as well face
that boy ain't right.
Hey, now you're the one that's got to sleep with him tonight, not me. So you may be sleeping on the couch later.
Hey, the show's not up yet.
He won't
be sleeping on the couch till tomorrow.
That's true. Yeah.
He does have a great butt, but we are actually both tops.
Oh,
where's the Price is Right losing horn again?
Sorry, you're going to have to do with my makeshift.
No. So he has a nice ass, but it's just for viewing. And, anyway. God damn it.
You're trying not to get yourself in trouble, are you?
That's what I'm trying not to do. I'm trying not to get myself in trouble.
You're way too late. In any case, let's move on then. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
Any other advice? Any other advice?
Always, please.
I've always said, I totally agree with what...
I do have a quick question, though. I've got to get this out before I explode. Damon, mm-hmm. Do two tops make a bottom?
Two tops do not make a bottom. Okay. No. No. Two tops can find a bottom.
Or you could, I guess you could make one a la Kelly LeBrock in Weird Science.
Oh. No.
But when I'm in regards to advice, I totally agree with what Robert said. If you're open and honest about what your intentions are, then, go for it. We all kind of agree that it's going, it's not really going to happen per se, but at least if you make the effort, if you really like somebody, go for it.
Definitely.
Because if nothing else, it's just going to be, you're going to keep wondering, you're going to never know. And that could have been your guy or your girl, whatever.
But Ben's losing advice on that one is real simple. Don't play the coulda, woulda, shoulda game.
Yeah.
That's my losing advice for tonight.
Because I've met the guy, I've met guys that have like, oh, we're just hooking up. And then you hear like a week later, well, we're dating now. It's like, it does happen.
But usually though, let's face facts though, as a general rule of thumb, it happens, but it generally doesn't last.
No. And the thing is, and that's the thing, if it doesn't last, then he tried. He can say he tried. And he tried to make it work, and he tried to make sure that everything was aligned properly. And if it doesn't work, he doesn't walk away with any regrets. I mean, granted, he could be dating a psycho potentially, because that does happen.
Story of my life.
Yeah, but the thing is that at least he said he could say he tried, and he just didn't walk away without knowing for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
Go ahead.
If you say to ask the guy out and he says no way, then you just say, well, then
thanks for noticing me.
Go. And then if he really just blows you off, this is what you're that's what you're hoping to hear, but what you actually hear is, I guess he didn't have it ready, so
I don't know which one you want.
I just sent you the Price is Right thing, so
oh no, I can't put that in once we start.
sad day.
And I can't change
But see, that's what's great. You know, that's one of the absolute wonders about modern technology is that if one person can't do it, you know, someone else generally can. For example. Yeah, so there you go.
All righty. Well, thank you, Ken, for the voicemail.
Yes, thank you, Ken. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at 361 COL Talk. Or if you want to call Cablevision, ask for the COL special. That's 363 COL Talk.
Yeah.
Cablevision of Northern Pennsylvania, the official cable subscribers or customers or whatever they are of COL. Even though none of us live in Northern Pennsylvania.
I do have one little teeny tiny thing. Last week when we were talking, I talked about a friend of mine who's been trying to convince me to come to Texas and visit him, Bryant. I made the mistake of saying he was living in Dallas. He actually lives in Houston, and it should have dawned on me when he had a Houston Rockets jersey on in his pick.
Huh.
So, yeah, I got gently told that... I needed to make a correction for this week. So that's my feedback from Bryant. Just make sure you know where your people are talking to you from.
And Bryant, by the way, Robbie Bobbitt here won't be moving to Texas. He actually had the balls to call me last week and say, bitch, I won't live in Texas as long as you're living there. So
wow. I didn't say that.
Oh, I've got the voicemail.
I may have said, if you're living, the second yes. I'll be all for it.
There you go. Wow. Womp, womp. Okay.
So.
Moving right along. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, boy. So.
Speaking of dates.
Yeah, speaking of dating, yeah.
Wow, this is a very date-centric episode.
That's what we call a segue. And I'm not talking about the scooter.
Yeah, so. I put this topic in because of the simple fact it's come up a couple of times on here. I don't think we've ever really talked about it. And then when we get into our picks, it'll be even more reinforced.
Oh, but yes.
Boys, what is the worst thing a date has ever said to you? Now, I have mentioned that I had a guy go on a date with me, and it was dead baby jokes from the moment we sat down at dinner till practically the kiss. And I was just like, oh dear me, yeah, this ain't gonna work. And
dead baby jokes are always a winner.
Yeah, the chemistry, and at the end of the date I even kissed him hoping some little spark of something would fester because he was cute and
instead,
otherwise,
but let me guess, yeah. Instead you wound up with a festering cold sore.
No festering cold sore. I just, you know, I felt dirty. Needed a shower.
Like you could go take a dip in the Clorox factory and it still wouldn't get you clean enough.
Oh God, yeah, no kidding. That was actually the worst thing a person has ever said around me on a date. Now, the worst thing a person has ever said to me about me was I had a guy and we had met off the internet and I had a picture up and my picture was current and he looked at me and he literally said, "Oh, I thought you'd be skinnier."
Thank you.
What?
Yeah.
About the time Jeff starts the Jaws music, it stops.
What?
Okay, when he first started, when Robert first started talking about this, somebody was playing the Jaws theme music.
Oh.
Well, you must be hearing some of that.
Something, because I heard the Jaws theme music, and I'm sitting here thinking, how fucking appropriate is that?
Wow.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, me neither.
Okay. Is this Ben?
Must have been like the night everybody heard video games.
Yeah.
I heard a video game earlier today. It was
someone's got bleed. There are things bleeding in.
But the Jaws theme, really? That's good bleed.
It was apropos.
Wow. That's why y'all are probably thinking, why is this guy laughing his ass off?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. I didn't really think about it until the very end. I'm going, okay, why is Ben laughing at this?
Now you know. But you got to admit the Jaws theme would have been appropriate.
Yes, it actually would have. But no, the thing is, the worst thing a person has actually said to me was after seeing me and just realizing he looked at my picture and looked at me, and it was just like, I thought you'd be thinner.
Yeah,
that's what you missed. So I open it up to the panel. What is the worst thing you've ever actually had a date say to you?
I can actually beat that, Robert.
Go Ooh. For it.
This is the best one ever. I was probably 19 in college the first time. Me and my, thank God, ex-husband had actually took a 6-month hiatus from each other. That once again, thank God. I kind of wish it would have been permanent, but of course, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I actually went out with this little and back when I was, you know, this, we've discussed this before to an extent. You know, the older you get, your tastes change. I've always had the same base core tastes, but the fringe tastes have always changed over the years.
Right.
When I was 19, I had a thing for Hispanic guys, big time. If you were Mexican and uncut, I was all over you like white on rice. Because I did not at that time want to fuck with a white boy.
Right.
I wanted me some poppy thug action. So me and this guy had met on AOL. That tells you how long ago that's been. And we met. We were going to have ASL. Dinner. Exactly.
Housekeeping.
Anyways. No. Anyways. So we met at a restaurant. Because back then, I was always into the whole, let's meet in public first. That way, if you want to run and screaming, you can. And maybe the cops won't get called. Well, needless to say, he sat there and he's like, why don't we skip dinner and you just give me the money for the dinner?
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I wish I was.
That is disgusting.
So.
Yeah.
So did he? Oh, my God. So I guess he thought you were.
I ran him out of town.
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah, because I knew some people. I was friends at that time with a very eccentric group of people who were, when I say the loud, boisterous, outspoken types, this is what we used to do. That we used to have a cruise area. This was back in the days of cruising.
I remember cruising.
We used to have a spot by one of the old porno theaters called the Fruit Loop. Kid you not. We would be the ones to go out there in a Jeep Wrangler with the top down with 10 people in it, sitting there yelling and laughing at people.
Oh.
And we used to see him out there all the time. We actually saw him one night. We actually followed him from a distance, found him giving head to some old man off in the boonies. We called the cops on him, sat behind and watched him be arrested.
Oh, God.
Man.
No.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Back then, you didn't mess with this.
That boy ain't right.
Nope. Amen to that. Wow. That's just.
Damon, I figured you would sit there and hear that story and want to dance, but I guess.
No, I don't want to dance.
Yeah.
I think it's because I just have that vicious side of me that I just hear that and I'm like, God, I'd love to have done that to some of my exes.
Yeah, but I mean, had he just had his piece out, he would have been nailed with indecent exposure, which is only a misdemeanor. No, he actually got caught having sex in public, so they nailed him for indecent exposure, public lewdness, and the Texas sodomy laws were still on the books at that time.
Ooh.
He got nailed with sodomy, and homosexual acts in Texas are still technically a crime. It's only a misdemeanor. He wound up, I think he actually wound up getting like 5 years probation behind everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Do I feel bad about it?
No.
Bitch, tell me, give me the cash instead of dinner.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. God.
I also point out I was 19 and vengeful.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Can you beat that, Damon?
No, I cannot. I am. Okay, wow. I hate to say this. I don't really have any majorly bad things dates have said to me before.
Okay.
And if you must know, I haven't really been on a date for a while.
Reach back.
How about worst thing a hookup has said to you? I don't know.
Oh, if you want that, yeah, we can go there.
Okay. I'm actually excited for this.
Okay. Well, I'll do the date one first. Back when I was in college, I met this guy in Lexington, which is about an hour from where I went to school. 45 minutes an hour. And so he picked me up for the weekend. Okay, wait, let's backtrack. So this guy, he was a bachelor. He was in the new he was in this magazine about African American bachelors, blah blah blah, like successful African American bachelors. He had a really nice apartment, really great place downtown, but he didn't drive like me. So first, like, red flag, he comes and picks me up, but it's not him. It's him and his friend.
Oh, strike one.
So, and then we drive to Lexington,
right,
where we're going to spend the weekend together, like a couple of days, where he tells me basically, I want to get to know you and I want to spend time with you so that I can figure out if I want to be with you.
Oh, wow.
Strike two.
Really?
This is getting worse.
That one, yeah. Okay, I'm not that bad on that one, because I'd rather, once again, the guy be, I mean, he's being honest. So
yeah,
he scores brownie points for that. So I'm going to call foul ball on that one.
Okay,
Even though it still counts as a strike, and, you know, the first two, but still, yeah. I'm not going to call it a complete strike.
Okay.
That's just me.
So, yeah.
Playing out of bounds.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, he tells me that one of the things that he has to do, and this is, like I said, him, you know, being honest, all that stuff, everything, okay.
Yeah. Cue the Price is Right horns.
Yeah. Cool. He needs to have sex with me to know how compatible we are.
Okay. Red flag.
Once again, foul ball.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's foul ball too. So we're still at two strikes. We proceed to have sex. We spend the rest of the weekend. We had a great, I mean, honestly, in regards to the date, we went to a really nice Mediterranean restaurant. We had a really great meal.
Right.
We spent the day doing all this kind of stuff together. It was a great time. I go home. Or I get home. I'm really excited. I thought it went really well.
Right.
Okay. He calls me. No, I call him. I can't remember. And I'm kind of like, so, you know, what's going on? How's things going? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he then goes, well, you know what? No, I don't think this is going to work.
Aww.
And it wasn't just like that. He said it. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but it was like, you're not what I'm looking for, or you're not everything that I need, or something like that. It was some.
Oh, God.
It was really crappy.
He just had to kick you while you were down.
Yeah. And this was, I think, 1920. I was 19 or 20 at the time.
Oh, I thought you meant it was the year 1920.
God, no.
Damon's well-preserved.
Yeah. I am Barnabas Collins.
Oh, no, you ain't. He wasn't black. He was a rich white man.
Anyway.
Damon's a time lord. He's Doctor Who.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
There you go. But, yeah, so... So yeah, that was that. So that was kind of the worst, like, date kind of thing. And it wasn't as bad as the things you guys have said. Now.
So does that make you better than us?
No. God, no.
Not just no. God, no.
I just think I've been.
You ain't had anybody shit on you, or at least not intentionally.
No. I've not had the bad dates. I've not had a really bad date except for that.
Now the part I'm excited for. What's the worst thing a hookup has ever said to you?
Oh, Lord.
Brace for impact.
No.
Let's see. Do you want before anything actually happens or after?
Oh, doesn't matter. Surprise me.
Okay. All righty. Well, so it was me. This guy was visiting from town. And he was visiting downtown, and he really wanted to suck my dick. Really, really wanted to. And I was like, okay, sure, you know, whatever. I need to, because it had to be after work. So I was like, that's fine. I'll come to the hotel. And so I got there. I got to the room. I stripped down. And he starts doing things, you know. And, okay, it was right after work. I wasn't in the exact mindset for this. And it takes me a little bit.
Yeah, weren't really into the groove.
Yeah, I wasn't quite there yet.
No.
So I wasn't getting, you know, I wasn't hard, getting hard, you know, things like that. And he finally, he started going at it and he was pulling and it was kind of uncomfortable, but it was working a little bit. And finally he just stopped.
Bum, bum, bum.
And he looked at me and he looked at it and he goes, "That's not big enough."
At least he didn't start singing. Oh. At least he didn't start singing. Oh. Cue short dick man.
Oh yeah.
Oh my yeah. God.
Okay, so he was a size whore.
Oh my That's God. Not Damon. Big.
And what y'all didn't know is Damon's got 11 and a half in between his legs.
But he was like, "That's not big enough," and I'm kind of like, and what? He stopped and he's like,
"I gots to go."
Huh?
It's like, "I gots to go."
No, and it wasn't like "I gots to go." It's like he's kind of like, I'm kind of standing there with my pants down, literally. And what?
And you've just been insulted.
Yeah. Like, with your dignity.
And you like know. Now is the biggest walk of shame ever.
Oh, ever.
Oh, so I'm putting clothes on.
And I swear, I'm not a violent person. I am not a violent person by nature, but it was one of those moments where
if you'd had a shotgun, it would have been over.
Yeah. And there would have been no one would have known because it was a hotel. And I doubt I bet he was married, so he didn't tell people exactly where he was. Anyway, I had that moment where there was something like a tray or something heavy, like right to my left.
Oh God.
And okay, hold on, Damon. As a third year law student, I have to tell you now that you might just want to shush now because there's usually not much of this. There's usually a very long statute of limitations on assault.
Ah. So. Now stop. But I will say this much. There was another one.
Oh, no.
There's another worst thing ever. Hookups. Wow. It's not big enough. It was... God, I don't even want to say it now.
Okay, so should we?
You're amongst friends.
Yeah. The worst thing that I've ever had some guy say to me, the worst, was, "You're not black enough."
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've been told that.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, I think we'd expect someone to say that to you. You're just a lighter shade of me.
Well, what I mean, yeah, what y'all glow. Wait till y'all meet my husband. He's white chocolate.
But oh God, Damon, that oh God.
Yeah.
Was he lighter than you or was he darker than you?
No.
He was white boy.
Oh my God.
He wanted them, as the old saying goes, he wanted Damon as black as the ace of spades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe the correct term is Nubian.
Yeah. And I think it was that, and I also think it was he wanted the thug, you know, gangster, whatever.
Thing. Darling, that's definitely not you.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out in my head, like, where the hell did you get that I was anything even remotely close to that?
Right.
At all. So that one, the only reason it hurt is because I don't really care about that, and right. I hate when people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I mean, but you know, remember what we talked about a few weeks ago with preferences. Everybody has their preferences, what they don't prefer. But there's a right and a wrong way to talk about it. And
that asshole was just so completely wrong. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
So
wow.
Okay. Dude, so yeah.
Yeah, but I still think mine takes the cake, though.
Yeah, you
really do. I think Ben, you.
I take the cake.
You definitely win that one.
That just makes me ill, though. To this day, it still makes me mad. And let's be honest, how many years ago? That's been almost 16 years ago, and I'm still mad.
And I would just say there are things like that that will hurt.
Well, but you know, with me, it's not that it hurt. I think it was just such a crass, rude.
Yeah.
That's what makes me. It's not the fact that it was a bad situation, because, darling, back when I was 19, I could get any piece of ass I wanted, and I did.
Right.
I can't anymore, but back then I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think you still happen to do pretty well for yourself.
Well, not as well as I used to, but that's because a lot. Well, we know why I don't try now, because I have somebody, even though he's still in a correctional facility.
Yeah, but I know like for a lot of people, and there are things like that will, you know, not necessarily affect you, but just have an effect.
Yeah,
right.
And since we're on the topic of preferences. Hey, Damon, does size matter? Does size really matter? Wasn't that the perfect segue?
Good segue, Ben.
I thought that was great.
Now, are we talking...
Totally not intentional either.
Like what are we talking size here?
Whatever version. Height, weight, dick, pinky finger. is your middle toe longer than your big toe? Whatever.
Honestly... For me, size, I've been I call him my significant ex, the guy who I was with the longest.
Significant ex, I love that.
Yeah, anyway, he was probably a little over 5 inches long and could rock my fucking world. Oh. And, I mean, we're talking like clawing the sheets kind of sex. Mm. And then a year or two after him, I was with a guy who, let's just say, was bigger than he had any right to be and had no idea what to do with it. That was a shame, because he had a beautiful penis. I mean, it was just thick enough. It was long enough. It was beautiful, well proportioned, slightly veiny. It was a beautiful penis, and he had no idea what to do with it. And I literally, it was like I wanted to weep for the poor man. Oh. I just like, if you just continue down this road, you're going to be very unsatisfied, and your partners will be unsatisfied because of it. Now, as far as height and weight, I've dated guys who were barely over 5'6" and taller than six. I think one was 6'8".
Wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I felt like a midget next to him. That was awesome.
No kidding. Well, see, I had a friend of mine. Yeah, actually, and this is the story of two friends. I've always been what my friends and close relations have called the inadvertent matchmaker, because I have this weird ability to hook the strangest people up. They wind up together, and they wind up being in very long-term relationships. I had one friend of mine. I shall not mention his name, because I think he does actually listen to this podcast, so I don't want to expose him, even though I would love to show you all the pictures, because it's incredible. Needless to say, I met him when I was in college the first time. He is 6'11".
Oh,
370 pounds, built like a brick shit house.
Nice.
He's packing 11.5 by 8.
Oh, God.
You have never, and he's uncut. You have never seen a penis like this. It's like a little baby Louisville slugger.
Oh, God.
And by the way, if you actually measure it all the way to the tip of the foreskin when it's stretched out, he's closer to 16 inches.
What?
Oh, he's got the foreskin action, which is great, because he can dock me completely. But that's neither here nor there. Anyways, you know, for years and years, he used to play with me and my ex a lot. Because, you know, he never could meet anybody that could take that.
Well,
but let's face facts, your average bottom cannot take something that big.
Right.
And it used to really depress him, because he wound up having to be bottom for everybody. And it sucked, because you couldn't even get your mouth around his dick. You had to lick it like a lollipop. Well, on the other hand, I had a good friend of mine that was a fisting bottom.
Oh,
wow.
Who was looking for a man. And I sat there and said, you know what? Why don't we put these two together? And you know what? They've been together now for 14 years, and he has not had a fist in his ass since.
Nice.
He said he finally found a dick that can satisfy him. So does size matter? Yes, it does.
Yeah, definitely.
The moral of your story, Ben.
But at the same time, I got to go with what Robert said too. At the same time, you know what? I've been with guys. You know, I mean, I am 6 inches. I am a little bit bigger than average because I think average is still considered what, like 5.5.
No, actually, it's a.
Is it gone down or gone up?
No, it's gone up. I believe it's 6.
I think it's at 6.
Is it at 6? Because for years it was like at 5.5. You know, and the thing is, I've known guys with 5 inches that could do more with a guy with 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, and then you start talking about the girth and like, for example, my man who will be getting out in December, he's got an 8.5-inch dick, but it's not very thick. It's actually on the skinny side. It's not quite pencil dick, but. And you know what? I have no reason to believe that he won't be able to hit where he needs to hit.
Yeah.
But let's face facts too, with Robert, and I'm sure you have, and I'm not saying this to be hateful or cruel or anything else, but since you are a little bit bigger than any of us, I'm sure that a 5-inch dick is not going to satisfy you.
Well, no, but it's weird because the thing is that Drew, the significant ex, he was a big boy too. He was about 5'7" and probably close to 230. So he was kind of round, and even with the little cushion that, you know, us fat boys get, he could still get in there pretty deeply, and rotor-rooter around there, and
go troubles down the drain.
But no, the thing is that my ex, my last significant relationship, which was a couple years ago, that was definitely different. Alex was built like a brick shit house and had a dick to go with it. He had probably a little over 8, and we were getting ready to have sex, and he's like, "Oh, I don't have any condoms." I go, "Oh, I have some," and I pull my little box of regular condoms. He's like, "Yeah, that's not gonna work," and then he showed me why it wasn't gonna work. I was like, "Oh,
you're a Magnum Plus guy."
Yeah, and I mean, I used to. Okay, he wasn't the tallest guy. He was probably 5'9", 5'10". And his favorite position was to have me riding him on top.
Oh.
And I was just like, I'd never been with a guy who was big enough for me to do that. And he was big enough. I mean, I fell in love with his dick so quickly. I fell in love with him later.
Wow.
But, he knew what to do because he had been his boyfriend before me, about 3 years before me, because he'd been single for about 3 years, was big like me, bigger actually. He said that his ex would make me look like a skinny white boy.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay, I'll take your word for it. Come to find out, his ex was completely insane. Completely insane. It broke this guy in so many ways that it made it almost impossible for the two of us to have a relationship. Wow. But okay, I've talked about it enough what, about it. Ben's about, talked enough about it. Damon. Hello. Damon.
Oh God.
We already know that Damon's been told it's not big enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
According to who though?
That's what I love. According to who?
Exactly.
Because for every person that says it's not big enough, somebody's gonna say it's too big.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I being a man of above average penis size, I will say size sometimes matters.
Right.
I've had guys that all they want is the big dick.
Right.
And that's what they're looking for, and that's what they want.
And all you are is a cock attached to a body.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's, okay. You know what? I'm not always okay with that.
Right.
I like my sex passionate. If you just want to get fucked with something big, go buy a dildo.
Exactly.
Or the Blue Thunder Penetrator from Dr. Johnson.
But so that's kind of always been my appeal about it. If you want sex, then by all means, we can talk. And yes, I know I'm a big guy. I'm a bigger guy. I'm a bigger dick guy. So yes, I get it. But at the same time, I have met some really awesome bottoms that have had some really big dicks.
What is it with God. Okay, what is it with big dick bottoms?
I don't know.
No joke.
I know.
But Robert, you know, it may be small and cute, but you got to admit the rest of it's what's got it going on.
Yeah, true.
See?
But I've always had my whole understanding that just in regards to what I like in regards to a body type, and I know we've mentioned size matters and all aspects. Right. I tend to actually like bigger guys. It wasn't always that way, but it's kind of become that way. Goodness gracious.
But you know, you sit there and say that, you know, that brings up something that weird that happened to me. You'll think this is funny. Same time period when I was 19 that me and the ex weren't together and blah, blah, blah. I was with a guy for a very short period of time, and this was before I really understood the whole chaser gainer thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because he kept wanting me to eat all the time. Come to find out, I actually found out later on, he had been talking to his friends, that he had had plans for me.
Oh.
He was planning on plumping me up to 450.
Oh, whoa. Jesus.
And see, back then, I didn't know what all this shit was.
Right.
You know, at 19, I really didn't. I was freaked out by that one. I was like, yeah, you want me to be bigger, but in the wrong way.
Right.
I like my bigger guys, and I will admit, like you said, it's a matter of preference.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There are limits, and everyone, I think, has their limits and their preferences in regards to what they like. It is ultimately a matter of choice. You know?
Yeah, totally.
If you're going to be... if you're going to get too specific, I'm about to say Pacific.
Central and Mountain.
You're going to get too specific about what you're looking for and what type of guy or girl or whatever you want.
Right.
Then you're going to end up fucking yourself up.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Hey, gentlemen, real quick, we have a COL Movies new breaking story. I think Jeff will appreciate this. Men in Black 3 wins the weekend with $55 million. So.
We're going to see that in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so see.
Actually,
for next week. Yeah, for next week. So see, there you go. That's been a COL movie special report.
Awesome. So yeah, so does size matter? Yes. I mean, yeah. I know
Jeff, in certain ways, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, you see some of these pictures I sent y'all earlier with these football guys and these big old fat asses, you just want to stick your face in and go. See, straight guys like doing that to a woman's tits. I like doing it to a big fat boy's ass.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man. Oh.
And I'm on my fourth beer, so.
Pole.
Yes, I'm gonna ride that pole, baby. I'm gonna ride that disco stick.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, but I don't think I qualify for this pole.
That boy ain't right.
Oh, God. Anyways,
so let's review last week's poll of the week was cigarette smokers? ? Okay, not okay. Doesn't matter. Depends. Cigars and other.
I said 32 votes. I said cigars. We had 32 votes?
Yep. 32 votes.
Holy shit.
Two people said okay, just flat out okay. 18 said not okay.
Okay, more than half said no way. Okay.
Right.
One says doesn't matter.
Like, Robbie Bobbitt.
Seven said depends. So this is where we're talking about.
Depends undergarments?
Some smokers, no. Some smokers, okay. Some smokers, not okay.
We should have put dippers on there.
Oh, no.
We already talked about that. Cigars ended up getting 4 votes.
And I bet that was Chess Allen, Miss Tammy. That's 3 of them accounted for right there. By the way, real quickly, I forgot to mention this, and I thought this was absolutely the most terrific compliment to all of us. And I can't pull up Miss Tammy's stuff right now. Miss Tammy actually made a comment about being mentioned on the show on the other poll about the who would you rather sleep with.
Oh, right.
And she sat there and made the comment. She just wanted to make sure that you bears know that I'm always a top.
Yeah, exactly.
So
they mentioned that there was only one bottom in that
poll.
Yes, yeah, that was Robbie Bobbitt.
Me.
But thank you, Miss Tammy. That was definitely a compliment to us.
So COL did a poll about who you'd most like to sleep with. I got 5 votes. Bring it, Bears, just so long as you know I'm always at top. So this week we were talking about, are you a gold star gay? Now, I've gotten someone decided to spank me on my polling techniques, saying I didn't give a definition when I posted this poll.
Ooh. Right.
So they were a little upset about that, apparently. And I'm like, you know, the reason why we put up this poll is to get you to want to listen to the show. So you actually listen to the show to get the definitions. I'm not going to put the definitions up there besides the little funny little picture, which kind of says it. So we've got gold star gay, gold star, double gold star, silver, bronze, and other. So right now, as it stands, we already have 14 votes.
And this is at 10:05 Central Standard Time.
Wow.
Sunday. We have 4 people who said gold star. Now, gold star is basically you have never had sexual experience with a woman.
So, in other words, you're probably a priest that hasn't touched a child yet.
Basically, you haven't had your dick stuck. Nothing went in.
You poor bastards.
Now, double gold star gay. For you folks who are not quite clear, double gold star gay, the reason why it's not like platinum or something like that is the fact that it was just a C-section, so never came in, never came out.
Diamond encrusted.
So that's the reason for that. So the guy who voted in other, saying platinum, me and vaginas are like 7-Up and caffeine, never had it, never will. You are just a gold star. I'm sorry. Unless you had it, you were born via C-section, then you would be double. But that's the only difference between those two. Just to let you know, there were 4 votes for gold star, 5 votes for double gold star. Hopefully everybody knew what double gold star meant. Silver star means that you never had intercourse.
But you probably
we talked about this with Jovial Cub.
But you put your face in between their tits and went,
or you received a blowjob, or
right. So you had some sort of sex, but it wasn't intercourse.
Yeah.
Bronze star. That's where, you know, no blowjobs or anything. So it just gets to a point where. This goes up more. So bronze star, you may have had sex with one woman and then you realized you were gay.
Yeah, I had. Well, I was already gay. I was just drunk. And didn't you say somebody voted aluminum?
Yeah, that's other.
What the fuck would an aluminum star?
So under other, there was one vote for aluminum. I have no idea what that means. Could you please post either on Bruiser or in the comments?
I think that
what the hell an aluminum star is.
That might be old Tex Bybear. He's bisexual, so.
He's not a star. He just doesn't get a star because he's probably it. Because he has kids. He's got kids, so he's probably had sex several times. Well,
that's why he would be aluminum, I guess.
No, there would be no star.
Here's the thing is, he's bisexual. He's not gay.
His would be an IUD.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So he doesn't get a star.
Oh, sorry, Texas Bybear.
So given what we now know of what these all are.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, you're not done. Oh, sorry.
We've got one additional vote, which I do not understand it at all. Nope. It just says, it was the 80s. It was Reagan's fault.
That's understandable.
Nice. I totally get that.
At least they didn't blame Madonna.
Oh, God.
So we have an interesting poll. That is the definitions. And folks who are complaining about my polling techniques, this is the reason, because you know what?
Kiss his ass.
We're over an hour into the show, and finally we give you the definition so you can.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the point.
Of the stars. That's the point.
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. I just
put it that way. And besides the fact, Chess did the right thing and just did an internet search.
Bingo. So there you go. And moving on, it's time for our weekly segment that we love and adore more than anything else on this godforsaken earth, except for maybe big men's butts that you go with. And it's time for Love on Craigslist, bringing the best of internet love and lust to you. And this week, I start off with an absolute delight. This is one of my favorite Craigslist love ads of all time. You dropped your Bible and I saw your thong. I was walking down the sidewalk with you, a very good-looking woman, actually, probably appeared to be the Holy Bible. Wow. Meant to pick it up, and through no fault of... Yeah, that was a little loud.
Yeah, I'm going to just insert it in post.
Yeah, so let's try that again.
Yeah, because I was like, what are you saying, Ben?
Okay, the title... You dropped your Bible and I saw your thong.
Oh, God.
I was walking down the sidewalk and you, a very good-looking woman from the backside, dropped what appeared to be the Holy Bible. Bent to pick it up and through no fault of my own, I saw your thong. And, wow. I know Jesus spent some time with Mary Magdalene, and likely she wore next to nothing under those sackcloths, but I have to admit, your short skirt and fluorescent pink thong were way sexier and made me want to get to know you in the biblical sense of. God. Now, I'm not a Christian, but if we can stick to the basic Ten Commandments and leave the Pope out of it, I think we'll be okay. Oh, and by the way, I was the very tall, tan, curly-haired, non-Christian gentleman walking behind you.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's out of Denver.
Oh, thank God. I just, the whole, like, I saw you drop the Bible, and then I saw your thong, and then I saw you...
That sounds like how a porno movie starts.
Yes.
Yeah. That is
Wait,
how most
excuse me.
Straight porno start.
God, ain't that...
Excuse me.
Oh?
Would you mind if I help you pick up your Bible?
Oh, no. Look, it fell open to a chapter about fornication.
I know.
What does that mean?
Oh, God.
Coming soon from Damon Studios.
Oh,
I saw your thong when you dropped your Bible. Part 7.
Part 7.
Of course.
And these are like the 6-hour videos.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Damon, did you have a good one for us this week?
I think I do. And I'm actually going to send the link so that you guys can see the pictures.
Oh, no.
Hopefully, I don't know if it'll still work, but, you know, we'll see. Anyway, this is called, it says... J-strap or panties to hang pictures. Boone. I'm assuming Boone County, which is near Cincinnati.
Oh,
title
dear.
Says all. Looking for someone in a jock strap or panties to help me hang pictures and frame posters. Preferably tonight, an include pic of what you would be wearing. Put hung or be deleted.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
Oh, God.
I don't know. And why is it in this picture, the one guy with the dark hair that looks like he has a penis looks more like a woman than the woman?
Yeah.
It's time for androgyny. It's just Pat.
Oh, wow.
And okay. She's stroking it with her toes.
And yes. He's obviously giving her a toe job.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. No, her hand's in the way.
Interesting.
Or wow. Her hand is rubbing his foot, which is actually closer inside her.
Nice.
Wow.
So
those toenails are clean.
Wow. Yeah. No shit. So so Robert, did you come up with one better than that?
I believe I did. Thank you for sending me the one though, Ben. That was absolutely brilliant. I did, however, find something slightly different. I'll send you guys the link right now. Let's see. And this is Missed Connections. For men, 22 Fayetteville. Total long shot with this, but you were the crazy weird plumber guy. I'm the one in the white tank top and jeans rolled up. You're sexy. I wanted to ask you if you were single the second time you came in to fix the women's bathroom. Made me giggle. If you happen to stumble upon this, message me.
Sure, you can come roto-root my pipes anytime you want. Oh. From Damon Studios. From Damon Studios, the TJ Maxx roto-rooter.
It's like pizza delivery. But I didn't order a pizza.
I didn't order a plumber. I don't care, ma'am. I still need to check your pipe.
I just seen you delayed pipe.
God.
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Why should I not be surprised this came out of Arkansas?
I saw Fayetteville. I'm just like, let's go for Fayetteville. Let's see what straight people are up to. You know, because you got to keep an eye on them.
Yes.
Yeah, no shit.
Wow. You know what? I think I'm gonna, maybe I'll do it next week. Just go to North Carolina and see what they've got going on there.
No, go. Hell, while you're at it, why don't you go and hit Mississippi too? I want to hear you squeal like a pig. 26.
If we do an episode near the Republican National Convention, we're gonna have to look at Craigslist for the city that it's in.
Yes, awesome. Definitely.
Oh, it's. So does anybody know where it's going to be this year?
Not a clue.
I don't know.
To look it up. But we're going to have to check.
That's your job this week, Robert.
Okay. But no, we're going to have to, from what I understand, it's called the Craigslist phenomena. And anytime a big political party is in town, Craigslist ads, especially if it's a Republican, they like triple and sometimes quadruple in the amount of men for men and misconnections and that kind of stuff.
The 2012 Republican National Convention will be held during the week of August 27th,
in Biloxi,
2012, in Tampa, Florida.
And Florida's already kind of, well, hanging.
Tampa is, for sure.
Yeah. Steven, if you're listening to this, check your Craigslist right around that time for us, please.
No kidding.
Right? Maybe we'll have you on the show.
And there you go. There's our love on Craigslist this week. And now here's Jeff. And now here's Jeff with what the fuck?
No. I don't know anything about this.
Who put this up? Oh, I'm this sorry. Sorry, Jeff. Here's David with what the fuck?
Just because I put one up one time doesn't mean I have them all.
Yeah. I decided to add this, and I did actually add another one, which I'll talk about later. But this one was, I read this ad. I saw this article on Facebook. And I literally went, what the fuck? So that's why this is here. Man admitted to hospital for kidney stone, discovers he's a woman.
Imagine that.
And there's a little article and there's a little video with it too. But basically, this man went into the hospital after a kidney stone 5 years ago. And they found out that he was intersexed.
In other words, he was a hermaphrodite.
Well, yeah. Intersex is the now term for
it. Oh, fuck that PC shit. I like hermaphrodite. It gives little kids something to laugh at.
Oh. But seriously, I was like, what? You never know, and he never knew.
I'm one of those people that when I find something interesting, and I've read a lot about intersex kids, and because it's come up quite a few times amongst my friends, especially there was a certain contingent of parents back in the 60s and 70s that if their child would, they mutilated their children.
Yeah.
Their children would be born intersexed and they mutilated them. They made them a boy or a girl. Some very forward thinking parents didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they also chose not to tell their child. Yeah. So that's probably what happened.
And because of parents like that, we have people like Tonetta.
Oh, God. No.
But the thing is that, you know, it's a tough call for parents because I had a friend who. He was explaining it, and I was in college, and it wasn't him, but it was his parents. His father's brother had been born intersexed, and unfortunately, his parents made the choice to mutilate their child and have him turned into a boy. And I've seen pictures, you know, it can be called, you know, a woman with a very large clitoris or, you know, a man who just has that.
We've had this discussion before. Yeah. A small penis does not make a large clitoris, or a large clitoris does not make a small penis.
Right. But the thing is that that's just horrible.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
It's very interesting. You know, the article's very positive.
Right.
In a sense that, you know. He found out and he has always felt different and now he knew why and he told his wife and she was fine with it. He told her kids and they were fine with it. And it was positive in that sense, but it still kind of was like, I was very much like, I would go, how do you not know? But now I see that he was obviously he had a penis and he was able to
and
have children the, and, you know. Right.
And he was a fully functioning man.
Yeah.
He just happened to be born with a certain special something.
Of a JJ.
Well, no.
But see, I read this story and I don't understand. Okay, well, I had these feelings. How did you not know this shit was up in you? How did you not know that?
Well, he probably never went through puberty. He went through puberty, but instead of his starting to, you know, put out eggs, his body, he grew hair and his testicles grew and, you know, he grew all the right things and he just never had a reason to. And the thing is that if he never presented as male, he may have never had a period. You know, ever experienced that. So, and never grew breast tissue, you know, none of the classically girl defined things that happen to them when they go through puberty. So he could have never presented with those. And if he never presented with those, that would have just been, you know, a little extra something along the way. It just would not have been a big deal. So you can understand how it happens. But the thing is that to have that happen at his age, I mean, a lot of parents now, the current thinking is now with parents and psychologists that you don't mutilate the child and you let the child decide when they're in the ages of 12 to 13, which I think is a lot to put on a teenager.
Yeah.
But you let the child decide when they want to. You always let them know, let them understand what it is, never shy away from the subject. But let them know that it's their decision to make and that the parent isn't going to mutilate them when they don't have a choice. Now, that's a very controversial way of thinking things because most parents are going to be like, no, I want a boy or no, I want a girl. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that a lot of psychologists nowadays are saying, wait, let your child decide who they want to be when they are able to make that decision. So, you know, but just to find out at his age, it's just, that's gotta be rough.
And he had six kids.
Oh,
six.
Wow.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth.
Shut up, Tonetta.
Shut up, my crack.
That boy ain't right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Welcome. Oh my God. So that was my, I just had that, you know, one of those what the fuck moments because that was a very what the fuck kind of thing for me.
Yeah, that's definitely what the fuck.
Yeah. So,
so on to picks.
Picks.
Oh, yes. I got a good one for you. We have now talked about kids react. We have now talked about teens react. Now, the Fine Brothers, the creators of Kids and Teens React, comes. Elders react. You get to see the elderly folks and what they think of Nyan Cat. You'll say, let's just put it this way. I think the elderly people, they've had the kids from Kids React do it. And it was totally, I didn't expect some of the responses I got from the old folks. You've got this one old lady. She looks like an old Jewish grandma. And you know who I'm talking about, Damon, the redheaded woman. Look for the big Jewish looking woman with the pink blouse. Oh my fucking God, I want what she's on and I probably need a double. And once again, that's from the Fine Brothers, the creators of Kids React and Teens React. Now there's Elders React. I mean, what else could possibly happen? This is the first premiere episode of it, so what better one to start off with than Nyan Cat? So
yeah.
Just interesting thing about it, Nyan Cat. I was on Reddit, I think, and somebody had posted this thing, this comment from YouTube, and somebody had done a 10-hour version Nyan Cat.
No, there is a 100-hour version.
Whoa. Anyway, but someone posted this comment saying that.
Saying that.
Near.
Oh.
Did we lose him?
Thanks for noticing me.
Oh.
Yes, there's a problem with this call. Please hold on while we try to get the call back. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and somebody will be with you shortly. Have you thought about just hanging up and trying your call, like, I don't know, next month sometime?
Okay.
In Benito el call notes el número de Marqui dos.
Come on.
Thank you for holding. You're expected
here's a,
time.
Here's a quick little what the fuck. Why don't they press 2?
Por qué de este nombre?
You mean the
coming through the Gen English? They haven't verified their loan account number. They say, "Hablo español," and I go, "No."
Click.
No, no, that I get transferred. But
see, we don't. Where I work, our department, we have people who speak Spanish in our department, but they're adjusters. They have their people that they're working with. So if they speak Spanish, that's fine. And if they're with the call, and that's fine. But when I was working in a clerical site, we handled the 1-800 call line for our department. So we would get every day at least one, all of us. And there were six of us.
And don't get me wrong, there's also like our lending department, because all of our documents are in English. We can only communicate in English. It's kind of a legal type thing.
Yeah.
So we transfer them on over to the lending department, and they're Spanish speakers. You know, they say, 1-2-E finance. So they transfer over to the lending. Lending says, you need to get somebody to translate for you. And technically, they should be using our language line system, but apparently there's something with that that's causing issues, but that's beside the
point. And I've had a few. We only had one guy in our department at the time that actually spoke fluent Spanish, and it sucked because none of us knew how to say. We could say, no, we don't speak Spanish, but that's all we could say. And the people would keep talking, and I'm like, I really cannot help you. I really can't help you. I don't know where to transfer you to. I don't know what information you need.
What part of did I say I couldn't help you? Did you not understand, boy?
No, don't say it like that.
Now squeal like a pig.
Oh, but that was kind of and I've tried, you know, learning a little bit just so I could try to get something through. But as soon as you start talking in Spanish, they think you know everything, and no, I don't. I don't. I really don't. So yeah. Okay.
Well, so anyway, we might as well forget Robert. I don't think we're going to be getting him back
on.
Let's try to add him again. But
yeah.
In the meanwhile, Damon, why don't you tell us about your pick of the week?
My pick is, it was this, another Facebook. I always Facebook find. It is, if you remember, like, especially in the 80s, like sitcoms and television, they would have those very special episodes.
Of Blossom.
I alluded to that earlier.
Yeah.
It's a very special episode of Blossom.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm back.
We were talking about a very special episode of Blossom.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, Damon. I must have tripped over my plug from my laptop and unplugged it. So my battery died halfway through the middle of my story. So sorry about that.
Not a problem.
Now, on this very exciting episode of Blossom.
So this video is the 50 best very special episodes, and it's just hilarious because they don't tell you the whole episode. They just kind of go through all of them to give you what they're talking about. My favorite part, I think, is like right around the middle where they start with the pills. I need my pills. Yeah. I want my pills. And there's so many.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's all over the place. There's Golden Girls and Good Times and Hannah Montana and all this stuff. It's just,
oh wow,
it's amazing. And obviously they brought in one of my favorites, which is the Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. It's my favorite one ever. And I think it was number three or number two. I can't remember.
No.
By the way, they actually, the Fine Brothers who actually did the Kids React, Elders React, all that crap, they actually did a interactive YouTube game based on that episode in 8-bit.
Oh, God. do you find a link and send it to us? Because that sounds like fun.
Actually, and we'll even post a link to that in the show if I can. Oh, here we go. Saved by the Bell interactive game.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. We will be sure to stick that in the show notes right now while I'm thinking about it. We'll stick that with Damon's also, the very special episode.
Yeah.
We will call that the Fine Brothers Interactive Saved by the Bell game. And it's actually quite fun. It takes about an hour to really go through it because all it is just links to other YouTube videos, but it's all done in 8-bit like you're playing Nintendo. So it's like
nice. Yeah,
perfect.
I actually played one of those or was looking at one of those the other day, and I can't remember what show it was. It was the Cosby Show? Or it was one of the 80s sitcoms done in 8-bit, and I just could not stop laughing. I'll have to find it again, look at my YouTube history and find it again and send you guys the link, but it was just epic. I mean, so much fun. Anyway, so Damon's pick.
Yeah, so that's my pick for...
That's Damon's pick?
Yeah.
Okay, and my pick started this whole weird, strange trip we've been on. Anyway, it's by this guy, Rob Anderson. He put out this video a few days ago called Gay Dating Deal Breakers. And it's things that you hear your date say that nobody should ever... here, come out of another human being's mouth.
Yeah.
I saw it a couple of times, but I can't honestly remember what the whole thing said. It's been a long week.
I love the first like oh, it's totally fine that you found my number on, you know, Google and called me.
Oh my god. and for me, I was just like going, oh wow. I've actually had guys say that to me. That's really, is it? I mean, I said total shame face. Or I've said it to guys.
It's just, oh God, go ahead.
I was just going to say there have been a couple of times when I've just been like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom and powder my nose.
And he says it just like that.
So, it's Rob Anderson, Gay Dating Deal Breakers. The link is in the show notes. Give yourself 5 minutes of happy.
Yeah.
And then when you get done with that, play the Saved by the Bell interactive game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. Oh, my God.
You can watch Kelly become a pillhead. Which is more exciting? I think I want to watch Kelly become a pillhead. God only knows that cast went on to such tragedy, including Showgirls.
Oh, Showgirls is fun.
Yes, and so was Glitter.
Oh God.
Hey, you know what, Jeff? If you wanted to have a really bad episode of COL movies, how about Showgirls and Glitter?
Oh, my God.
If you want to end the show quickly, that would
you
be the way.
You never know. Well, I mean, come on. This week we're talking about The Dictator.
God help you.
do you realize next month is Pride Month, so all of our past movies are going to be gay movies. So we got Sorted Live, Small Town, K-Bar, Milk, Buttermilk Cheerleader.
And you don't have Priscilla in there anywhere. I'm very disappointed.
We already did it.
Well, then you need to do The Sum of Us, Russell Crowe's first movie, and he was gay in it.
I'm sure that will eventually get on the list.
God, I hope so.
Oh, no, we didn't do Priscilla. That's weird.
Uh-huh, so you need to. That's like tradition.
Tradition.
And you also need to throw pink flamingos.
Oh, thank you,
also, and you also need to throw you need to throw pink flamingos in there somewhere.
Oh, that's not a
female
movie.
Trouble.
Yeah, but it really is, though. Hell, I mean.
It is divine, not.
Divine.
We've done female trouble already.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely hated it, but that's.
After, what was it? You know, I've seen a Low Down Dirty Shame and just didn't like it.
Oh.
Somebody's shaking up the can of spray paint?
No, that was Sonic.
Getting ready to do some huffing?
No, that was Sonic.
Okay. I would have gone with the huffing myself.
Your head.
Spray
paint. But anyways.
Spray paint animals.
There's plenty of ways of contacting us.
Oh my God, is there?
You can pop over to our website at comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog there. Tell us, what's the worst thing you've ever heard a date say? And does size really matter in any way, shape, or form? Also, you can shoot us an email about it. That comes out loud at gmail.com. Voicemails, just like Ken's voicemail here, at 361-265-8255. That's 361-CLBTALK. We'd like to hear your voice, just like Ken's. Ken's, we love
Jared.
And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/comesoutloud, Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud, Google Plus at g+.2/comesoutloud. Also, brand spanking new Tumblr account at comesoutloud.tumblr.com. I'm a little afraid what's going to end up showing up there.
And by the way, guys, you can submit pictures. So if you want us to see who you are, by all means, submit us a picture. We definitely want to see it.
You absolutely know for sure that when we get a submitted picture, it's going to be some sort of naughty picture, which we will definitely post on our
And I will tell you how many times I jacked off to it. Jared.
Oh, God. Did he just actually submit something?
No, I wish he would. Jared, that's a hit, buddy. Submit.
Wow. Submit. Hinting with a hammer.
Submit to me. Yeah.
Submit, Jared. Submit. Oh. Also, you can follow us all on Bruiser.
And don't forget, yes, that is the official social networking site that comes out.
And please pop over to iTunes. We only have 2 5-star reviews.
And be sure you can Jared also rent.
Baby joke
and you can rent glitter. So.
Oh.
So Ben, where can we find you?
As of now, you can find me everywhere on the interwebs at TatDude806. And be sure, once again, this Wednesday, New Heat Sinks on YouTube. So be sure to check that out. The only place you can't find me on the web is Adam Fradham. That's because I don't need y'all stalking me. I already get enough people that aren't local. It even says in my ad now, local only. So why the hell is a guy from Plainfield, New Jersey hitting me up? It's like, really, dude? You ain't local.
Maybe he's just saying hi.
No, he said, hi, I want you to fuck me. Well, and he lives in New Jersey. I'm not coming to New Jersey for anything.
I don't know. I'm just
specific.
Except tasty cakes. I'll go there for tasty
cakes. Oh, God.
I could go for a box of butterscotch crimpets right about now.
Damon, how can they find you?
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear41 R Bruiser.
And don't forget, you can also check out Damon's Tumblr and DamonLovesTrillolo.tumblr.com.
You know what? I'm just going to get a Tumblr account so I can shut you up.
All you got to do is sing, darling. Who do you sing with again?
Cincinnati Wins Chorus.
Yes.
Go, Martha, wash.
Actually, no. What you don't get, though, is, and this is one of the hidden secrets about that song, that's not even Martha Wash. It's Damon Alexander.
Yeah. It's me.
Robert, how about you?
Okay, well, you can find me as Robbie Bobby on both Bruiser and Bear411, Robert J. 1975 on Twitter. I have my WordPress page. It's nilmandr.wordpress.com, and my about me page is about.me/Robert Nomander Jones.
Could you not have a shorter freaking deal?
Yeah,
it is so fucking long.
I know, but the thing is, Robert Jones actually was already taken. So
imagine along with John Smith, John and Susan Smith, and
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much everywhere you can find me.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, about me has everything. It has my Facebook page for being my writing and that kind of stuff. My art. I need to put my Society 6 page on there because I just put up my first lithograph on Society 6. Cool. So yeah, that's pretty much about me. Has everywhere you can get a hold of me,
including pictures of him in kindergarten with the rainbow suspenders.
I never had rainbow suspenders. Shoelaces, yes. Suspenders, okay. No.
Sorry.
Shout outs!
Jared, why? Why not?
You're so cute and adorable.
He is so adorable. You know what, Jared?
I want to throw you on a bed and throw your legs up.
No. Actually, I would let Jared throw my legs up and pound.
Wow.
He is that fucking hot, and he knows it. That's the best part. He knows he's hot.
We'll just call him Cubs Out Loud, unofficial mascot.
He is our unofficial. Congratulations, Jared, aka Jovial Cub on Bruiser. You have been declared our official cheerleader.
Oh. Or mascot.
Or and, mascot. Like, or no. I'm sorry. He's the official COL towel boy.
Oh. He's one of those pictures and put our title in there and that'll be the new album art.
There you go.
So right now the caricature on the website is his name is Jared.
Yay. Or
the cub on the Cubs Out Loud logo, his name is Jared.
Yes. Yay. So there you go. Congratulations, Yay. Jared.
Awesome.
You're one of us. One of us.
All right. Yeah. And then I have one more because this is kind of somewhat breaking news. Congratulations to my friend Sam Clemens. I have pictures of him on Bruiser from the Mr. Bluegrass Letter Contest. He made it into the top 20 of IML this weekend, just today.
And to make it in the top 20, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. We actually had... I'll add more to this. There was Danny Cox. That is really his name.
Of course it is.
He was Mr. Tri-State Leather. He's from Cincinnati. There's Michael Messer, who was Mr. Exile in Columbus. And I'm forgetting his name. But
Did Miss Tammy go to IML?
I don't know.
No, I think she came up to San Francisco to do something.
Yeah.
She may have been at Claw.
I know she was at Claw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Alan was not able to attend because he got to go spend 2 weeks in New York instead. I can't.
Yeah. Yes, and he's having a lot of fun in New York.
And he bought a cute new hat.
Anybody?
Yes.
Cute. Yeah, yes. Cute in this hat.
We keep.
Oh, shout out to Alan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Alan. Yeah.
So there, that's congratulations. We had a nice little representation from the tri-state area in IML this year. There are a couple other people that I've forgotten, and I apologize for that. I just can't remember their names off the top of my head right now. But I know Sam made it into the top 20. I don't know where everyone else fell. So congratulations to Sam. Yay.
Yay. Sorry.
Yay. So to wind up our show.
Good night.
I want you all to please.
Bye.
Not yet. Haven't gotten there yet. Wind up our show. I'm going to play a little song by Nakia.
Oh, yes.
Live version of a song called Dream Big. Find more about Nakia at nakia.net, nakia.net. Also, please pop over to pledgemusic.com/project/Nakia and help pledge your support for Nakia's new album. With that, say goodnight, everybody.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Now I stand up here on the stage singing my song for you. I think of the words that my mama said, if you don't dream, it won't come true. And when the lights come up, I close my eyes and see. Dream big, doesn't cost a dime to build the rose castle in the sky. So, first of all, let me tell you, thank you.